Hello, Zuko here. But I guess you probably already know me.
You guys here for a rematch?
Negatory!
I think it's time I joined your group and taught the Avatar firebending.
Zuko! Yes! Why would I be expecting anyone different?
Greetings, my good Hotman.
We've been through so many things together.
Baby, you're my forever girl.
It'll be okay. It's not forever.
That's what I'd say, too.
Hotman? Hotman? Hotman?
My first girlfriend turned into the moon. That's rough, buddy.
Hotman? Hotman?
There. I got a pretty good look at you.
Let them rot.
I'll take that as a thank you.
Stay flaming, Hotman.
Stop calling me that.
Shh. I'm trying to watch.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DongBuFang.net. I'm your main host, Dylan, and today I am joined by Nico.
Hiya.
Allie.
Hi.
Melanie.
Hey.
Bella.
Hey.
And Sam.
Hello.
This is our first podcast in, over a year. And sorry for taking so long because there's been a lot of movie news, but the trailer today really got stuff going in terms of getting another podcast out. We're probably not going to have regular podcasts now, but I hope to get a few more in before the movie comes out, and definitely a couple after the movie.
This is like a special.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we pretty much stopped after 51, then we had a random 52 a couple months after. Now we're going to have this. Maybe maybe after another trailer we can get one going again.
Yes. International trailer. Look for it.
After the movie, too.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So, lots of stuff happened. I'm just going to go over the recent stuff. The toys that came out. The first set is on June 1st. And some come out after the movie, too. So, what was everyone's, by the way, everything I go down you can read at DongBuFang.net. I'm pretty much going in reverse order. So, what was anyone's initial reactions to the toys?
It did open my eyes to the fact that Appa does not have an arrow.
Yeah, he does.
When they showed the Appa, toy, he does not have an arrow.
Yeah, he does. He does have an arrow.
He does have an arrow?
Yeah, he does.
I stand corrected. As far as the toys as toys go, the best, I have to say, toy make of a film was Lord of the Rings, just because Peter Jackson was very into making the characters look like the toys. Not so much here. I mean, they're not terrible. They're just not, great,
good,
fantastic quality of toys.
Yeah.
Made.
I like the Zuko one with the blue spirit mask. Anyone notice that?
Dang.
I didn't.
I'm pretty sure that's when it's on his arm.
The only thing that bugged me was the lady hosting the thing said Ong.
Ong. Yeah.
Wanted to smack.
If you watch the video on the MTV page.
I watched it without sound, so I missed
that. That was on MTV?
Yeah, yes. Splash MTV.
Oh.
I guess the weirdest one is probably Appa's face is like...
Yes, it
looks like a dog.
Yeah.
He's a little over fluffy, I have to say, in the forehead a little bit.
We get a Katara action figure. Didn't get that before, I remember, with
Mattel
toys.
Yes, because Mattel thought there was no girls in the Avatar universe.
And now Dylan is happier than ever.
And it's not just a Katara, it is a Nicola Katara.
Oh, God.
It looks more. It doesn't... how do I say this? It doesn't really look like a girl that much to me.
What?
That's mean.
Yeah, I know, but...
I also was kind of confused. At the end, I think they said something about a firebending action figure, and it actually shoots out fire. I don't know how they're going to do that.
It probably doesn't shoot fire. It probably shoots small plastic devices.
I'm not smart.
Wow. I mean, think about that, Allie.
Give flame
I'm not smart,
that
okay?
That is basically a lighter you are handing to children.
Okay, you know, I've been acting really dumb all day. You should know this by now.
Yeah, and there's also a little Momo on Aang's shoulder in one of the toys.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I need to rewatch that.
Okay,
I did notice that, just real quick, that Aang, I don't want to, his face looked very Asian. the toy. I don't want to.
Don't get into.
Like,
we're not getting into that.
All right. I'm just saying.
We should edit that out.
No, way to go, Mel.
Go check out the toys on the MTV page. They're pretty cool. Okay, next. there's some initial reviews of the movie. Some like early screenings.
Awesome.
One,
yeah, I read that.
One was pretty neutral. One was pretty anti. But I mean, nothing. You can't. I would say that don't take too much stock in these reviews. Because it's just from an early cut of the movie. Not too big of a deal.
And as far as post-production goes, they're still reshooting.
They could reshoot scenes.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next. It's probably one of the most exciting news things. An Avatar art book is coming out on June 2nd.
All right.
184 pages, $23 on Amazon. So it's been something the fans have been asking for a while. There's like a petition for it. And it looks really cool. I think everyone should go out and get it.
Now all we need is a soundtrack.
Yeah, soundtrack is the other one.
I'll be first in line for the soundtrack.
I'll be first in line for the art book.
Or you could just pre-order it and not have to wait in any lines.
You know what?
Okay.
I don't like pre-ordering things.
Okay.
Neither do I.
So now the big news today was the release of the full trailer.
Yes.
And again, find that on dongwufeng.net. We link to it. Two links, one YouTube, one other link. You can watch it in HD. So, we're just going to go over some general scenes from the trailer to start. First, let's do initial reactions to the trailer. Anyone?
Amazing.
Words can't describe.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, definitely not when they played the heavy metal music. Definitely not what I was expecting, but in a good way.
It was good.
Very pleasantly surprised by that trailer, especially the graphics of the special effects.
Effects were what got me.
Yeah, I was very happy that they did not look
fake.
Yeah, special effects probably what's going to appeal most to the casual viewer someone who's not a fan of the show.
I know it's just a trailer, but this movie has already exceeded my expectations.
I don't think that's
because Katara talks.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Okay, so let's start with scenes that look like that are like basically exact copies from the show, which is great from a fan's perspective. And the first one you see is probably the iceberg breaking open.
Indeed, and the light.
Katara and Sokka going to rescue him. It seems like an exact copy. That's from us. That's a very good thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you have all the Water Tribe people in the shot panning. I think to the right or something. That's exactly from the main title, and that's really good.
Yeah, that just looks weird.
That's
to
what
me.
It weird.
It looks amazing.
That looks weird.
Why do you think it's weird?
That's for another thing.
No, you could. Why is it weird?
No, because all right, you see all these like, you know what? Never mind.
I think I know what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we're not getting anywhere with this. And the next scene was the Aang fighting firebenders on Zuko's ship. Looks exactly like 102.
Epic.
Another one, Yue's death into the spirit pool.
She's a pyramid.
That looked very
strange.
Check this out. What did you mean by guy dinging the bell, Mel?
The part at the end where the
it's a
waterbender.
What scene was that?
I want to say it was 119, where they dung the bell because it was right after Sokka noticed the soot in the snow, and then the bell started dinging, and then you saw a shot of the guy dinging the bell, and everyone was like,
"I forgot about that. That's pretty cool."
Yeah,
and the bell was kind of integrated throughout the entire trailer.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Another one would be Katara and Aang hug at the end was almost frame for frame like the shot in the show, as pointed out by Honeybee on KF, I think.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Epic.
Yeah, very good. And it was pretty awesome.
Yes.
And we'll get to that a little later. Get in
again. Words can't describe.
Well, it's a podcast, so words better describe. There's nothing else.
It's a visual podcast.
It's not possible. We should link the trailer on this thing.
It's already linked on the site.
Yeah, it's linked on the DF page. Okay, so. Theories. Okay, so now these are some of the more unknown scenes, I guess.
Ambiguous, I would say.
Ambiguous.
Like,
the first one you have on here, Mel, is fireballs flying from the ships. That's 119.
Yes, and after watching the trailer a few more times, I realized that we were actually watching those fireballs flying from what looked like a snow wall. So that is definitely 119.
Yeah, that's an exact shot. That's another one that's pretty much exactly. Okay, Firebender walking through doors. What's that? Where's that in the trailer?
I'm not sure where that is exactly in the trailer.
That's like at the beginning.
It's towards the beginning where they swear, I'm going to assume the narrator being Roku says, some will seek to destroy you. You see,
oh yeah,
Zuko.
The narrator. I think everyone's assuming it's Roku.
Well,
whoever it is.
Could
it be?
I think it's just general narrator.
Okay, well, when general narrator says, some will seek to destroy you, you see Zuko, and then you see, or vice versa, you see doors opening and what looks like a Fire Nation soldier walking through the doors into a very official-looking chamber.
Official.
Watch, though. The narrator is going to be someone like Hakoda or Gyatso.
I think it's going to be Roku.
It's general narrator voice, I'm pretty sure.
Anyway.
No, it's definitely Roku.
I still think it's Roku, but it'd be really funny if it were like
Hakoda or Gyatso. I'm at the scene, Mel. What do you mean? Where's the other guy?
All right. Hold on. Let me play. It's in, like, the middle of the trailer.
Is it he's walking into a room and what?
Yes. I'm just saying, is that Zhao? Is that our first time seeing Zhao? Possibly?
I don't think we saw Zhao at all in the entire trailer. I
thought that was Zuko.
That's Zuko that, walking in.
You think?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, let me make sure verify.
I'm not sure.
Let me verify.
Zhao even exists.
Because
oh,
we
no,
only
that,
see the
ooh,
back.
Ooh, that might be Zhao. You're right,
because
Zuko's
we,
in that shot. Okay,
yeah, I mean,
gotcha.
We only see the back of...
Yeah, I think that is Zhao. Okay.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. And hopefully he's an Olympic swimmer in the end.
Yes.
Very old.
Well, what scene would that be in? Like, from what episode?
And that, exactly, I don't recall. I mean, it could be something later
Extra.
Around the time of the Blue Spirit.
I think a lot of the Fire Nation scenes are just going to be general, not from any specific shot, because those are really spread out through the entire series.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, next one, also pretty ambiguous one, is Iroh firebending a lot. Towards the end of the trailer,
yes,
and you got to assume that's from that is from 120.
Was Zuko there in 120?
Yeah, that's the thing.
He did that. And look at the outfits they're in. I mean, they're both in.
He was tied up.
They're Fire Nation uniforms.
There's cherry trees.
They're definitely under a cherry tree though. So it's like
yes.
From the
Zuko was in white and he was tied up.
I don't know. I don't agree entirely.
That could be a Zhao next to him because we haven't seen him from the front. That shot's from the back too.
He has
Zuko hair though.
Yeah, that's amazing firebending right there. That looks really cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean that's true too. I
wonder why he's so angry.
I assumed it was
Because he's...
You spilled my tea!
Because Zhao's trying to kill the moon spirit, that's why.
He's like...
You're going to have to get through me tenfold, remember that line?
No, he's like, you spilled my tea!
You spilled my tea!
Okay, next, Firebender, Earthbender, yeah. That's a shot, I don't think anyone knows what episode. Anyone have any theories?
I'm going to guess Haru around the time of Haru.
Well,
and you actually see Sokka and Aang in the background behind the Firebender.
And Katara's there, too.
Is she? I didn't see her.
Yeah.
She's like a ninja.
She's,
No Zutara ninja scenes.
That's in the third movie, Mel.
Okay, I don't think this is Haru. He looks older.
It's not Haru, but the episode that he...
Yeah,
it's around that time period, I'm thinking.
Haru doesn't have...
And I also think, I didn't put this in part of the... In the outline, but I also think that is where Sokka's line about the rebellion comes in. Is around.
That's an interesting one. I added that later, but we can get we can get to that now. When is he saying that? Because that's a very interesting scene.
After the earthbending, firebending thing.
Yeah, but like when in the chronological order, I mean.
Oh, I don't know.
Because
there's a
picture of Aang. It looks like Aang.
Yeah, he's reading a map
in the background.
Or it could be Mare, who's not on here, pointed out it could be the waterbending scroll he's reading as well.
Yeah, I think they'd be more likely to not include the waterbending.
Yeah, I mean, I also think it's just a map, but I thought
maybe Jet.
That.
I don't know.
Maybe he's Dora the Explorer.
The reason I say I think it's around the time of like the Haru episode is just because that seems to be the only time there was really a rebellion type thing going on.
Yeah,
but Jet.
True.
Or Jet, but
Jet,
I don't.
I really doubt they'll include Jet.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Honestly, no one wants to see Jet.
What about Jet Tara shippers?
Oh.
They can
ships Jet Tara.
They can Photoshop him in at a later date.
Okay, that's good advice there.
It would make it easier to know who Sokka was talking to, though, when he said it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. We don't know as well.
I'm trying to get to the lines.
Maybe it shows Yue right after, but we don't.
That's definitely not the same scene.
This doesn't look like an. This,
when they kiss, that's in the Water Tribe.
This is weird. The background doesn't show anything specific. It's not cold. It's not. It looks but more. More tropical.
It looks like an Earth King. Definitely Earth King.
Yeah. Interesting to see where. Okay, that could also be something. By the way, don't expect the whole movie to be direct scenes from the show. They're gonna add stuff in.
Yeah.
You hope that it's not too much as fans of the show. But enough. You have enough. It's okay for them to add stuff if it makes the movie work better. Actually, they should add stuff.
Yeah.
Like, or else the movie will bomb and we won't get a sequel. As we'll get to that later.
That would make me cry.
Maybe they'll add The Great Divide.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
Oh, they're gonna do it.
Be like,
that would be awesome.
They will do what they did in 3:17. Yeah,
I bet you the scene where the Fireburner is walking to the doors is when Zuko is explaining what happened and he's going to the war room.
From that could what episode?
I didn't think about that.
From 112.
The flashback, the storm.
That's what I thought.
I don't know. That's interesting.
That was Mare wasn't it?
No, there's a later scene that Mare was talking about. I agree with her on this, where Iroh says his line. She and I think that's from 112 for the flashback.
Dylan said that too earlier, where he says your destinies are tied.
I said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think
that's
I
kind of awkward.
I didn't even think of flashbacks.
Well, that's what Mare, Dylan, and I.
Then somebody with the same color that you have in chat.
Mare.
Mare.
A very small. Yeah.
Some green person.
Okay, so we got to two of the lines. That could be a flashback. What's it? It's Iroh's line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying, what is it saying? Your destiny is entwined, something.
Something like
their
that.
Their destinies are tied to something like that.
Yeah. It sounds like a very 220-ish thing, but...
And they seem to be looking up at something.
Yeah, it does sound like 220.
Yeah, but I like that theory now that it's from the past. But he doesn't look... Wait, oh, let me see if there's a scar in that scene. I mean...
The thing about Zuko is... Like, the way they did the scars, you can't really...
It's more...
I mean,
it's
very subtle.
It's more realistic, actually.
It's been 2 years, so it kind of, I guess, faded away?
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, it didn't fade away. It just healed to the point where it's a faded scar.
Not very noticeable.
At least he doesn't have the ponytail of death.
No, the scars there, they're kind of sitting... that's interesting.
Ponytail of death.
Well, I mean,
it's like a gothic
ponytail. We don't even know who Iroh is talking about either. I mean, we assume he's talking about Aang.
It looks like they're in the Fire Nation because there's a big valve in the background.
Well, it could be then.
The Fire Nation is the industrialized one.
Wait, why would they be?
Temple.
What?
It could be at the temple.
The temple doesn't have technology.
Why would they be talking about Aang?
I don't know.
See, that's
because they're looking up.
It's something.
It could be bowing to the fire. It's
something very 220-ish.
Yeah, I guess we'll see about that.
But I'm sorry, since we're going over lines, can we go to Katara's line? Because this is like the highlight of the whole trailer.
Okay, we'll repeat Katara's line.
Me?
Yes.
I don't really remember it.
She says, I always knew, her line is, I always knew you were real, I'd always knew you'd return.
Yeah, definitely from like 101, 102, 103.
I think it's 103. No, actually, it's...
And Aang appears to be meditating in the...
it's 120, because it's like the same shot when she turns around to hug him at the end.
No, now you're making me check it again.
But I can't wait for the...
Yeah, Aang seems to be meditating in the foreground. It could be like pre-battle meditation.
He's just
closing. That's interesting. I never even thought of it being pre-battle.
I think he just has his eyes closed.
Well, why would he just have his
eyes
closed?
Yeah, I
don't know.
Maybe he's taking a nap.
It's Aang. His eyes don't just close. With his eyes closed, he meditates.
And when he's tired?
He either sleeps or he meditates when his eyes are closed. I'm pretty sure he's not sleeping.
Okay, there's something behind Katara.
Or
I can't
what
tell
kind
what
of something
is.
Like
background.
It looks like a symbol, and that's which makes me think it's the air temple.
That's true as well.
There's a symbol behind
it. I cannot wait for the 103 scene.
Yeah, I think a lot of 103 is convenient. By the way, the look of the Southern Air Temple is very interesting.
Yeah.
It's all brown. It's all brown instead of all white.
What is it? White?
Except wasn't it supposed to be like up in the mountains?
It could be.
They have them on mountainous.
Yeah, it's mountainous terrain. Maybe not too high up in the air, but it looks like it's pretty high up actually.
Yeah.
As compared to.
They definitely redid it a little bit.
Yeah. Which I don't think is too. I think
no,
I like
it's fine.
The design.
Yeah.
No, I like it. Just.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm trying to figure out when the scene is. I always assumed it was in the beginning, because, you know, Katara talks about that in the beginning scene.
Yeah.
It is in the beginning.
No, I mean, like, in the beginning of the show.
Oh.
From, it looks, I think it is.
I think it's from 120, but I don't know.
But there's a scene around, like, 130 where the guy rings the bell, and...
Oh, you mean 130 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Like 130 seconds where Katara's walking towards him and he's kind of turning around.
Yeah, that's like, what I said.
That
yeah.
could be it too.
No, that's a separate scene. This is the hugging scene.
It's the same
it's the same angle for sure.
Yeah.
They could be shot at the same angle.
That's why I think.
I think it's beginning end. I don't know. It could be different.
I personally see them probably coming from the same scene, just because not only are the angles the same, but the position they're in, like, he's
yeah.
facing away,
I mean,
she's behind him.
If it's the same scene, because she talks about, the hug is at the end of the battle, and she's talking about, I always knew you'd return.
Well, we could have two hugs, and it could just be our lucky day.
Okay,
two hugs and a kiss, unfortunately.
Speaking of that, did they show us the big payoff in the trailer? It's interesting.
What do you mean?
The big Cat Aang payoff. Did they show what was the hug? Payoff, like the romantic payoff in a movie, what it all builds to.
Cat Aang again.
Like the hug. I mean, that's what happens in the first season. Are we getting something more, or is that it?
I see what you're saying. Did they give us it all?
Did
they
give
saying,
it away?
Don't you think, look at this. This could be something.
Yeah.
Don't you think the line, I don't know, it kind of seems like affectionate, I guess?
It's more like comfort.
Since I'm an overanalyzer about Katang, I see the line as, like, a little bit of Katang.
I mean like,
Katara
the hug, I'm asking whether the hug will be the highest it gets to.
Oh, no.
I think it will be, just because...
It definitely is in the season, so...
I think there will be a kiss on the cheek some point in the movie.
Yeah, that
well,
could
there
be
was a one in the season, so I imagine, yeah, okay, that... might happen at some point, but I think the hug is probably the highest you're gonna get in this movie.
Yeah. Okay. From here, let's go to Katara's character, because this is the first time we really see Nicola Peltz as Katara.
Mm-hmm. And interesting to note, M. Night Shyamalan said that he didn't want to make the movie without her, which he said the only other person he said that about was Haley Joel Osment in The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
It is a good sign. And yeah, I think a lot of people's perception of Katara is that she's younger than she looks in the movie than she is in the series. But I mean, like, when Nicola is filming this, she was 14, so, like, they're same age. But,
yeah.
like, she looks younger.
I think Katara in the animated series looked older than 14.
Looked older than 14. So did
I just point out that Nicola sounds exactly like Mae Whitman?
Yeah, that was one of the best.
Well, that was the thing. You heard her talking. It was like, oh, I know who's talking.
Yeah. Well, you could know who's talking anyway, even if it wasn't.
Yeah, but it was just like I heard her
I know
talk, and I was like, "That's Katara."
Yeah,
yeah.
I think one of the other things I noticed was that movie Katara looks like a little more frazzled and upset than
yeah.
the series Katara.
Yeah, fair.
So does
and
everyone.
That seems to be the theme for the entire movie itself. It seems to take on a much more serious.
Yes.
Tone.
Okay. We'll transition.
War
is
bad.
We'll get to that.
No, let's do that now. So. All
right. Well,
okay. Never mind.
So the trailers, every single trailer has gave off a very serious sense so far. So do we think that will be the overall tone of the movie? Here's my theory. I think the trailer, they're making serious because they're trying to...
draw people in.
Yeah, draw people in, suspense, action. But I think the actual movie have a lot more lightheartedness. Right?
Yeah, I think
it has to.
Yeah, well, I mean, so far what we've seen of Sokka's character, I mean, it seems pretty spot on with the seriousness, and I'm sure... what is it, Jackson Rathbone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. He can pull off the comedic, you know, one-liners.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, this is my flying sister, Katara. Like,
in the review, it said, I think both reviews said Jackson Rathbone was pretty bad.
Could do it.
Overdone,
yes.
Yeah, which I do worry about, because the only line we saw from him in the trailer was, like, three words, and it was a serious line.
Well, it's like, in all comedy movies, they spoil most of the humor in the preview, so they're probably just showing us all the serious scenes here, and everything else is going to be funny in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, not everything else, but yeah.
I think he can do it.
Yeah. Well, another thing is Aang himself seems very, very...
That I can't get over.
Yeah, even one of my friends who's, like, a casual fan of Avatar, when I showed him the trailers, commented that it seemed Aang seems, like, way too serious.
Why so
serious?
I need
to see him smile. I really need to see him smile.
I need to hear him talk. He's, like, mute.
He screamed.
Yeah. And no, as of right now, because he hasn't talked, and he has basically the same facial expression the whole time, like, it seems almost like I can't really picture him, as of right now, saying something.
Will you go penguin sledding with me?
You know what I mean? Like, as of right now, all I can picture is serious, brooding face.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be more lighthearted in the movie, and I think he will be.
Yeah, and I really mean, the one... You said not to put too much stock in the reviews, but the one neutral review did say that they felt Noah Ringer really encompassed Aang for them, so...
Yeah. But the other one had a negative review of Aang, too.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's
true. Who knows?
He's a first-timer, so...
I'm not smart. What does encompass mean?
Encompass?
No, what Mel said, encompassed? I don't know.
What's it mean?
He embodied what they felt Aang would be.
He is Aang, basically.
Yes.
Okay,
so... Okay, the other... So we went over... Did we go over enough about the Cat Aang? Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, so here's something I noticed from the trailers, that there's a lot of stuff from the 101, 102, the beginning, 103, the Southern Air Temple, and the finale. And there's barely any scenes from other parts of the movie.
You don't want too much spoilers. You never know.
Well, yeah, they show the finale. That's spoilers right there.
It's not like we know how it's going to end anyways.
Yeah, but I'm saying they don't show much from the middle.
It will end with Zutara.
Wait, Zhao dies? What?
But it's like a sandwich. You don't want to, like, give away all the, like, good...
Well, it seemed like they were selling the action part so far.
That's true.
So.
Well, let's go.
That's like the
action serious parts.
Too.
That's what
they wanted
to
show us the really serious part and leave all the middle for the funny, like, comedic stuff.
That's true. Those two could be together. Okay, so let's go over this. How much time do you guys think they'll spend on the beginning, the Southern Watershed? Maybe like half an hour?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
That seems like a lot. 20 minutes?
I feel like 20 minutes 20 to minutes. Half an hour would be needed because...
And how much time
like
do you think they'll be needed in the finale?
Half
hour. At least
45
that or more.
Minutes.
Yeah, so there's like an hour of your movie right there.
Half hour.
If this movie's 90 minutes, 2 hours, there's only half an hour of the middle scenes.
It's probably going to be like 20 minutes for the Southern Water Tribe, and then... like 45 minutes for the finale, and then the rest is everything else.
I think
the pull of 317 condense everything into like a good 20 minute period.
Yes,
I know.
Like flashes of each episode, and be like, okay, here's the finale. Like,
I think the other big action scene, which they may or may not include, is 107, 108, which is Winter Solstice.
Oh, right.
That's the other big part of the season.
Because that's one of the
They're
most
gonna
important
have to do
parts
that.
Of
and
the
they,
whole...
They didn't show it in the trailer at all, but it is a serious part.
Well,
so
they did film at the Pagoda in Reading, which...
Oh, that's true.
Which
it's
is
like
supposed to be
oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
fire temple.
Okay, that's going to be it then.
So
they have
it's...
that in, too. That's another 20 minutes right there. So they'll
limit. This is going to be half... This is going to have to be probably longer than an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like Titanic size.
I'm gonna have
gonna
to say
Titanic,
2 hours.
That's what I admit.
So look, let's go over individual episodes we think will be in there. Oh, we also knew Blue Spirit will be in there too.
Oh yeah,
we do know Blue Spirit.
Yeah,
will be
in the
they were fighting back
and
to
I've
back.
It, so, yeah.
All right. Okay.
So we got I don't think 104. Well, 104 will be in there too because of Suki. We know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that no 105.
But
106 imprisoned. Haru's gonna be in there probably. We'll see 106.
Maybe not the whole thing, though. I don't see Katara getting trapped.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Why wouldn't 105 be in there?
Boomy, I had doubt.
That's kind of just like a one-off.
I doubt Boomy's going to be in any of the movies, honestly.
Yeah.
Wait, but that doesn't make sense, because when he goes back in the second season and he meets Azula...
He just will meet Azula.
They're
going
to have to change the whole way they meet Azula, then.
Yeah, a lot of characters they'll just bring in the next movies, like Jet, too. They'll just bring him in.
And then he's in the White Lotus.
Well, they,
yeah.
I mean...
They'll work it out. They won't have Boomy in this movie, I'm, like, pretty sure. All
right.
And then 107, 108, we mentioned already. The Waterbending Skrull, I doubt they'll put in. Jet, I doubt they'll put in. Great Divide, I hope they put in, but I doubt they'll put in.
I think they're going to put that in.
The Storm looks like they'll put in if they have flashbacks.
They have to.
They might not put the Storm itself in, but
Just the flashbacks
throughout the movie.
113, Blue Spirit, we already said they put in fortune tellers probably in now.
Really?
Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't think so.
It's such an eccentric episode.
It
wouldn't fit really well.
I thought you said they will put it in.
I said they won't. Okay.
Let's fight a volcano.
Then Bato. That's an interesting one. Will they put June in?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
How are they going to track down Aang?
They'll find some way around
it. They can find a way around that.
Yeah. And then, what's his face? The firebending teacher.
Chong Chong.
Because that is a plot device to bring in Katara's healing ability.
Yeah. And I don't know if they'll put in Chong Chong.
They're going to somewhere else.
Yeah.
They have to put it in because Aang doesn't want a firebend.
And Zhao.
Yeah.
So. Oh, right.
There's big action scene.
And the firebending does turn out the fact that what happened with Zhang Zhong plays a part in the third.
Yeah. They're not thinking about that right now.
We learn more about firebending, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll probably learn more. It'll probably turn into a seven minute scene if they even put it in.
Yes, that one's a question mark. Northern Air Temple. I feel like we've gotten news on this before.
They might visit it, but I don't see it.
They won't spend the whole time there, but just go over the inventions.
Yeah, I feel like we've heard something that indicates that it'll be in.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember what though.
Maybe there was this huge discussion that I remember about the first trailer, Earth Aang airbending the candles.
Oh right,
somebody was arguing about it.
Okay, so yeah, I actually hope they skip over Northern.
And the temple he's in there looks very different than the temple we just saw in this trailer too.
Yeah, I mean the teaser is separate though. It's
that is true. Yeah. I mean that could just be.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then the whole Northern Water Tribe will be in. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they're definitely gonna narrow it down to 8, 9, 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on the what they'll transfer over directly from the show?
Well, as far as characters go, one question is, will we see Azula cameo in this film?
I highly doubt that.
There's rumors going around,
really?
But
no,
can't just really stick her in there though.
They can easily.
Flashback.
I don't think she'll be in the flashback because that would mean they have to cast her, and I think they'll save that for later.
Never know.
Yes, I mean she's only in one second shot in the first season anyway.
But it's such a cliffhanger.
Who's this?
you're all happy and then all of a sudden you see that and you're like, oh, that's fantastic. Just ruined.
Are they gonna show a lot about Aang's childhood too?
I would love that so much.
Well, we didn't see much of it to begin with. I mean,
well, with this whole storm episode and just how they always reference Monkey Atso.
Yeah, I think they'll have more of Zuko's past than they will have of Aang's past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it might begin with kind of a flashback to Aang's past.
Yeah. That would make more sense.
That's interesting.
They could just have a random scene of Zuko and Aang just thinking and then showing their childhoods.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We could see.
And flash forward.
Doesn't flow well in the movie though. Just randomly.
We'll make it work with whatever's going on.
That scene or whatever. Just keep going.
Okay. Let's skip the thing and then we're just gonna go to discussion two right now, other movie stuff. Okay, this is general stuff I've had over a while. So the release date is the Friday of the July 4th weekend. But Eclipse, the third Twilight movie, is coming out that Wednesday and we'll be competing with The Last Airbender during that weekend, which definitely worries me.
That's not
Eclipse is going to beat us.
Yeah, Eclipse will definitely be number one, which is, again, which why it worries me a lot.
It's sad, but...
Yeah, I thought they'd push it back, but they don't want to. July 4th weekend is a big movie weekend, so they can definitely make a lot of money number two, but it's still...
And, there's always the word of mouth.
Yeah, but the positive thing would be that Eclipse comes out on Wednesday, you'd think, all the... people would go and watch it Wednesday, Thursday, and then
Friday.
That would leave good box office for Avatar Friday, Saturday.
Even though I'm seeing the midnight showing on Thursday. Probably.
See, there you go. There's someone going before Friday.
Yeah.
Allie,
okay. you don't you dare go to that movie on Friday.
Okay, so...
You and I should meet up and do that on Thursday night.
We'll talk later.
Released, so... you might say, why is it important that this movie makes a lot of money, as long as it's good for the fans? But how much money this movie makes depends on whether there will be a sequel or not. I know you guys have heard trilogy, but they haven't. Paramount hasn't ordered a trilogy. Nothing's been done yet. Nothing. Only works that's been done on a second movie has been script by Shyamalan, but that could be nothing if the movie bombs. So you
really think they can't not do a second movie?
Oh, they can.
They can easily not do it. It's happened many times before with other series. So it's got to do well, or at least decent. If it does decent, they might have enough trust in Shyamalan to do another one. But it's
the only thing with the fans is that, you know, how the whole boycott the Last Airbender thing is going on.
Nobody, that will not affect box office.
Are you sure?
That's not enough people to affect the box office.
I'm 100% positive it will not.
How could it not?
Well, that's like half of the
core fan base. No, it's not half. It's a very subsection of the core fan base.
Which isn't that big to be.
It's about 20% of the core fan base, and then...
Oh, I thought it was like half.
Including casual fans, that's about 0.1%.
And casual fans don't really care as much about that.
Yeah, like casual fans are the ones more likely to listen to this podcast than they're likely to go to the protest websites. So.
I don't think we have any casual fans listening to this.
No, we have a lot. I'm pretty sure our listening base is predominantly casual.
No, but
you're
anyone...
a casual fan, you don't listen to podcasts.
No, you do. Yeah, there's some
that's
casual
my
fans.
Point.
You can be a casual fan, listen to a podcast without going to a fan website. Because you get your news here instead of going to fan websites all the time.
Plus, you know, you don't imagine they don't listen to every single one, happens.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone who's a huge fan who is for this movie, go see it a million times.
Exactly.
Everyone
who's for it. Everyone is for this movie.
So we can do well in the box office.
The people who aren't for this movie, honestly, I don't consider fans anymore. I'm that fed up with them. I'm, like, done with them.
I don't want to, like, get yelled at, but I do agree with that. Because wanting the movie to fail is, like, turning on... the show to me.
It's like wanting your mom to break her back.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think that's a good analogy. Whatever.
It's a really bad analogy.
Okay.
Shut up.
I'm going to go on not a little rant. Like, there's a very small rant here, but they released the teaser trailer in last June, July, right?
July,
and it's been, it was like 6 months of nothing. We didn't hear anything about the movie. There's a couple shots released, and that was it. And it was way too quiet. And even people on, like, I go to movieblog/film commented that there's, like, nothing, you heard nothing about it. It's been in previews forever with the same preview. And I think that definitely hurt some of the hype with the show. They released the teaser too early, and there's no point to it anymore. Like, what was the point of that if there's 6 months of nothing and the hype dies down?
They need to give us something, because otherwise people are going to start getting turned off and forget about it and just be like, okay, well, maybe I'm not hearing much about it. Like, I'm not going to pay attention to it. Let me focus on something else that everyone's showing me and everyone is talking about.
Yeah, I agree. They need to come out with a couple of new trailers within
the next Well, I imagine they're going to have at least one more for the international trailer, which usually is...
Yeah, that's
very
true.
They have to have more than another one. Probably.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes, I mean... is kind of not that long for a full-length trailer.
It's about standard, I think.
Long.
Well, usually I've seen like 210, 215. And I mean, that doesn't seem like a lot, but in trailer language...
Yeah, you're right.
When you say like 2 seconds of a scene at a time, that's five more scenes.
Yeah, that's a lot more.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll probably see an international trailer. They need to release another domestic trailer, and I hope...
Seven different ones on TV, like, a month before
TV
it comes
spots,
out.
Yeah,
yeah, they need a
I'd
TV
like to
spot
point out that I was watching Nick earlier, and they showed the full trailer.
Yeah, when did they show
really?
That? In, like, what
yeah,
context?
Yeah, it's, like, around, like, 8 o'clock.
Was it, like,
tonight?
Was it like here? Was like here's an exclusive sneak peek, or was it, was it a commercial? It was a sneak peek?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Nice. Was that tonight or this morning?
That's what I get for watching my Carly.
Was it tonight or this morning?
Yeah, it was tonight.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so yeah, they need to do that. To their credit, they did put a Super Bowl spot on, which cost $2 million.
It wasn't the best spot, though.
The best timing. It was right before the coin flip. But
But, I mean, it's something.
People saw it. It's something. It's good. It shows that they're seriously invested in this movie.
And I think they just need to attach this trailer to quite a few movies coming out this spring as well.
Yeah. It's going to be attached to Percy Jackson opening this Friday, but hopefully more.
I am seeing that.
Yeah, by the way, something I was very happy about is if you look at the trailer, it says Paramount Pictures and Nickelodeon Movies, they don't have their stupid Nickelodeon Movies graphic. It's just, it's like a serious Nickelodeon movie. Which I was definitely, I was like, phew.
Serious Nickelodeon Movies?
The Nickelodeon.
It's like in normal print. It's not in like orange or something, which they've done before.
They don't have the orange blob.
Yeah.
It's in the Avatar print we had to use since the other Avatar movie stole our font.
Let's not get into that.
Whatever. It's similar. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, so I was happy about that.
And I like how Nick's not trying to control the whole thing too, because the show obviously was made for like kids, like it's on a kid's show, so they gave it this lighter air to it, but this one shows that it's like, it's not Nick who's controlling the whole thing, it's other people who are putting in their ideas and making it completely different.
Well, it's not Nick's movie, it's Shyamalan's movie.
They're just backing
Nick is like, financial.
But it's like,
money.
From the network, so.
Yeah, Nick is just attached to it because the show is on Nick and it's Paramount, that's it.
Yeah, they own the rights to the
big Viacom mess.
They just stand there and look.
Viacom's not a mess. I mean, they've treated the movie pretty well. Very well. So, yeah. Rating. What will this movie... We still don't know whether it'll be PG or PG-13.
Well, Frank Marshall did say he did want to try and keep it in the PG range.
Yes, but will they be able to?
I don't think they really can, because it's Shyamalan.
With all those skulls that you see in the trailer, I mean, dead bodies lying
skulls,
around.
Yeah, skulls can keep it PG. I've seen PG movies with skulls. But it's going to...
show had skulls.
It's gonna, yeah, that's true. It's gonna depend on the amount of violence. Everything else will be fine.
Yeah.
I think they'll be able to get it to PG.
It depends on the type of violence. Is it just not gonna actually be...
Yeah, it's not like people hacking each other to death.
With, like, knives and swords. It's just water and rock.
Yeah, well, like, the only person that dies very... very...
He doesn't die.
Virtually.
Zhao dies a very...
He just gets, pulled down by a big arm.
Yeah, it's
He's swimming to Vancouver.
Oh, I cannot wait for that. Yes. I can't wait for those special effects of the spirit.
Yeah, that's true. They haven't shown any. That's going to be really cool.
Or the spirit world.
The spirit world, too.
Yeah.
Will they include the spirit world? Yes.
They're going
to
have to.
They have to for 120s and 119, 120s.
Yeah, that's going to be very cool. Spirit world. What about Ko?
Oh, God.
I think they'll put Ko in.
I think they will, and he will be really, really creepy.
But he's not important to the rest of it.
Yes, he is.
He's important.
He leads Aang to... Yeah, he's also really cool.
That's more important.
He's also fantastic. But he leads Aang to the Ko and the Tui and La... Or the Ko, wow.
Yeah.
The Tui and La...
yeah, which we already know will be in there, Tui and La. From the trailer.
So. Yeah, but Aang, that could just be something they make as Aang figuring out himself.
Yeah, that's true. I think Ko is a little questionable. But
I need, a spider centipede.
I really hope they have him in, because he's so cool.
Squash.
Okay, so we went over runtime. Okay, what is the audience of this film? So, like, the trailers have definitely been marketing as, like, kind of a summer blockbuster action movie, which I think is definitely the way they're going to make the most money. So, I think that's very good. But are they going to try to get kids in? Are they going to, which they can if they keep it a PG rating, and because they know the kids are going to know it's Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I don't think so.
No, I think I don't think it'll be a kids movie, but kids will show up.
I think it's like that movie where you don't say, I'm going to go take my kids to this. It's going to be, I'm going to go see this. I should take the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Harry Potter?
Yeah, like Harry Potter isn't a kids
yeah.
movie, but kids go see it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the audience definitely, they're trying to make it clear that it's like an action movie, which I think is definitely the best way to go for box office, but... I don't know if the movie... I hope the movie doesn't have a set audience. I hope it's, like, just...
It won't.
I hope it's, like, the show.
Yeah, just, like, trying to make,
appeals
like, a good movie and not try to target it to anyone.
I mean, I was talking to people, too, and it's, like, my dad was interested in it, and my younger brother, who's 9, 10 years old, was interested in it, so it's definitely going to appeal to a wide range of people, I think.
Yeah, and that'll
I
be
told
very
you
good.
Guys already about my dad trying to airbend in the kitchen.
tell the podcast listeners.
So my dad saw the trailer during the Super Bowl, and he is aware that I watch the show, but he doesn't really pay attention to it. And he attempted to what he called airbend. He did a little karate move and went whoa. I'm not sure what that was, but yeah, that's my dad's attempt to airbend. So there you go.
That's
See?
Pretty good.
That appeals to a 48 year old man. So
yeah,
in a weird way. He'll go see it. I'll make him go see it.
A lot of people. Be good. Okay. Mel, it's time for Hidden Zutara from the trailer.
Yes. Yeah,
if you haven't heard Hidden Zutara before, we're not making fun of canon Zutarians.
We are.
Yes, we are. Well, we're kind of...
It's Zutara.
We're making
it's
fun
not
of
mean.
People.
Yeah, we are.
If there are people who are trying to find Zutara within the movie, then they're stupid and we're making fun of them. So.
And just because for some reason Allie, for the longest time, felt that I actually shipped Zutara, I do not.
Allie thought I shipped Zutara.
Just getting
I was never sure.
For the record, we are fine with fan and Zutarians. It's
yeah, no,
great.
That's fine.
Totally great.
Just don't take it seriously.
Okay. Here,
I've got a lot because... He told me to make a lot.
Okay.
I've got about
go
eight.
Go over some of your best ones.
Eight? Jesus.
Best ones? Okay,
yes.
This is Allie's favorite. Aang does not smile throughout the entire trailer. Obviously, this means that Katara has chosen Zuko over Aang. Therefore, Zutara reigns supreme in the live-action world of Avatar.
okay, so you see how this goes. It's like twisted logic. Okay.
Here's another one.
Put on your blindfold.
In Zutarian, the phrase "the last airbender" clearly translates to Zuko and Katara love each other for all time, therefore epic win for Zutara. let's see. Oh, here's an interesting one. The symbol on Aang's back is a cross. This must signify that he is Jesus. Jesus was never married, which means he can't marry Katara. Therefore, Zutara wins by default.
Okay, I like that one.
Action. I didn't hear that one.
That's a good one.
I'll do one.
That's
can
a
we do all of them,
one.
Please? Wait, can we do all of them?
Good, yeah, just keep going.
Okay, just do all of them.
We're good on time.
When Iroh says, "Your destinies are entwined, Zuko," he is clearly referring to Zuko and Katara. Therefore, Zutara is canon by live-action standards.
Iroh approves.
Okay, next.
The skulls at 41 seconds are clearly the remains of Katang shippers who obviously lost the shipping war. Therefore, Zutara owns Katang's fate.
That's probably the best one.
Okay, that made no sense.
It's the best.
It makes perfect sense. That's the best one.
Okay, keep going.
My God, no, that's the best.
At the end, when Katara and Aang hug, it's painfully obvious that they are deciding to see other people. Therefore, Katara will run off with Zuko. When the narrator says that someone will seek to destroy Aang, Zuko appears. Clearly, this signifies his hunt for it. He will hunt Aang so he can kill him and live happily ever after with Katara.
This almost makes me want to ship Zutara now.
Zutara will endure for eternity.
Dude, movie Zutara will be so creepy.
All right, here's the last one. Grand says that Aang needs Katara, but everyone needs Aang. So by extension, everyone needs Katara, too, which means Zuko also needs Katara. Therefore, Zuko and Katara will fall in love based on mutual needs.
Oh my God.
That made absolutely no sense.
And that's your Hidden Zutara.
I'm really good at this.
Great job, Mel. That was very good.
Dude, anybody who would ship Zutara in the movie is sick.
Are you kidding me? Did you hear
no, Dev is like, what, 20? And
he's 19.
Nicola?
Don't make the age argument, because Zutarians made the age argument on us.
Age is just a number.
Yes,
it's
I agree.
That's kind of creepy, though.
That is pretty creepy. Okay.
He's dating a 25-year-old, I mean.
Well,
it's not illegal like it would be with Nicola and Dev.
No,
but
they don't
then
know.
Again, they're in a fantasy world with no laws on dating.
Yeah, for all we know, 3-year-olds and 8-year-olds just like hook up all the time.
Okay, let's not get into this, please.
Oh my God, Mel, that was the best Hidden Zutara ever.
Just bring your blindfolds to the movie and you'll get the set.
Okay, but like, okay, speaking of age, what do you guys think about how Noah and Nicola relate age-wise? As opposed to...
How old are each of them?
12?
Noah's like 12 and Nicola's 15.
Noah might be 13, though, by now.
Noah, I think by now, was 13. Because
yes.
They showed a recent picture of him, and he does actually...
I think they were 12 and 14 when they shot the movie, though, which is very good. But, like, to me, it seems like they're more like, the same age in the movie, whereas they look, like, more the same age, whereas the show, Katara definitely looks older.
Yeah, they definitely
do. You can see Katara more as a mature person, and Aang starts to mature after a while, but Katara's already gone through that whole maturity level, while in the movie, like, the live one... makes it look like they're still kind of maturing at the same rate.
That's
but Aang's more serious.
Yeah.
And they do physically look
Yeah, they do. Nicola's a little taller, but that's it.
Well, that happens.
That happened in the show, too, so it's okay.
Yeah. And,
I think by the second movie, Noah will have grown enough where he's about the same height.
Yeah.
Puberty happens.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Hopefully they film the... If there's a sequel, hopefully they film it soon enough that actors won't grow that much.
Puberty won't happen.
Yeah, because the show takes place within a year. And I don't think they'll try to change that. They can.
Hey, Kotaro.
That just sounded very weird. Not very deep. The point I was trying to make was, oh yeah, how will Katara's motherly instinct be played out since Nicola doesn't look that much older than Aang? Will it be harder for her to seem like motherly?
I don't think so.
I think it will.
Will they even try to include that in the movie?
Hope they will.
I think because it's part of her character.
I agree. It's a big part of her character.
It was adorable. I really hope they keep it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else trailer movie-wise before we sign off?
It was so epic.
Just again, words cannot describe.
Exactly.
Epic win, Cinnamon.
Okay.
I just made that up.
Okay, so next podcast, hopefully not with 5 months before the movie. Hopefully we'll get another one out in a couple months for the next trailer / next big news that comes out.
Yep.
So just, movie looks great. Keep your hopes up and go see it when it comes out.
Woo!
Plenty of time so we can do well in the box office.
Yeah.
Reach for the stars.
Okay, so I've been your main host, Dylan. Jake owns Dongufeng. I edit. Co-creator along with Kevin, AJ are technical producers. And it's off the top of my head. I haven't done this in a while. I think that's it. So
should end on Movie Katang.
Oh yeah, co-hosts have been Sam.
Oh,
Nico, Mel, Bella, and Callie. Okay, so we're gonna sign off with a
Movie Katang.
No. This isn't a shipping special.
Sam, what'd you say? Epic win Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Epic win Cinnamon.
No, we're not signing off with Epic win Cinnamon.
Do it.
Let's sign off with July 2nd, how about that?
Alright.
Woo!
Okay, 1, 2, 3, July 2nd.
July 2nd!
That wasn't a good play.
I'll say. No kidding. Horrible. You said it.
But the effects were decent.